The material in this podcast is for information purposes only. It does not represent the opinions of Vested Finance and is not intended to be investment advice. We recommend you to consult with a financial advisor before committing to any financial decisions. Hi everyone, I'm Kaihan, co-host of the Vested Finance podcast. Vested is an internet platform that empowers global investors to invest in US equities. Welcome to episode number 23. I'm joined today by Darwin, co-founder of Vested Finance.
Glad to be here again this week. Let's talk about why the market has been so turbulent this past week.
Right. Some of our listeners are probably wondering, what's happened to the market this past week? There appears to be a market sell-off. Well, in today's session, we'll do our best to provide you with a summary. Let's start with what's happened. The gist of it is that the US Treasury yield is rising. In essence, we know that the 10-year Treasury yield serves as the benchmark for other interest rates, such as mortgages, corporate bonds, and even other countries' debt rates. What this means is that when the yield goes up, interest rates of other debts generally follow suit. And this change would also impact two things, the stock market and the emerging markets.
Right, and let's talk about why the yield has gone up. There are several reasons why this is happening. The first, investors are becoming more optimistic about the return to normalcy, especially in the US, as the US government continues to vaccinate its citizens at breakneck speed, more than 2 million doses administered every day. Number two, the Fed, which is the US central bank, signaled that it will keep its easy money policy for now. The Fed is doing two things here. The first is keeping interest rates low, close to 0%. And number two is that it continues to buy assets to the tune of $120 billion of bonds every month. Now, the combination of increased demand from the economy restarting and cheap money supply from the Fed lead investors to believe that higher inflation rates is coming. And this means there will be higher interest rates in the future. So in other words, the Fed has not changed interest rates for these US Treasury bonds, but because investors' expectations in terms of what inflation will be has gone up, they want to be compensated more than the current Fed's interest rate. As a result, investors are not buying US Treasury bonds at the same rate anymore, causing its price to go down. So when you purchase bonds at a lower price, but you get the same interest rate, you actually generate more yield. So this is what we mean by saying the US 10-year US Treasury yield has gone up. This yield is what underpins other fixed income, other bonds, mortgages, other debt instruments that you mentioned.
So with the what and the why both sorted out, what happens next? The first impact that we observe is a decline in stocks, at least in the short term. At this recording, the 10-year US Treasury yield is at 1.56%. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 dividend yield is about 1.48%. What this means is that investors can expect to get the same return rate by investing in low-risk, long-term US government bonds than in the more volatile US stock market. To put it simply, investors would feel compelled to want to sell off their riskier assets.
Yes, and the high-flying tech and other speculative stocks are the most sensitive to this yield change. If you compare the index levels of NASDAQ and S&P 500 against the 10-year yield, we have this figure in the accompanying blog post that we will link in the show notes, and you can visit there and check it out. But you will see that when the 10-year yield goes up, the indices values tend to go down. And for both S&P 500 and a NASDAQ. But if you look at the NASDAQ specifically as proxy for tech stocks, it's actually more sensitive to this yield change. It has a steeper slope of decline. Now, the last time there was a market sell-off due to a change in the 10-year yield occurred in the fall of 2018. That episode was short-lived though. It lasted about a quarter.
Yes, and with a higher 10-year yield, fixed income assets, meaning US Treasury bonds, corporate bonds, and others, become more attractive to investors. This means that investors will want to move their capital from riskier assets, such as stocks, to bonds, and to some extent, the US dollar.
Right. And the secondary effect of increasing US Treasury yield is typically a stronger dollar. If you look at the US dollar compared to other currencies, it's been strengthening since the beginning of the year. The US dollar is up about 8% against the Brazilian real, up 6% versus Mexico's pesos, up 4% against the yen, and up 2% against the euro. The problem is most investors were not expecting this. The consensus was that the US dollar will weaken with continued easy money policy by the Fed and the large stimulus package, which leads us to the second implication, impact on emerging markets. Stronger dollar and higher yield in the US can mean trouble for emerging markets. So Let's take a step back and revisit the global consensus from just a couple of months ago. In January 2021, the consensus was that dollar was weakened, and this was true. The dollar was weakening in Q4 of last year and would remain weakened for the foreseeable future. This was good for emerging market economies since their dollar-denominated debt became cheaper. And with interest rates being so low, investors flocked to chase higher yield in emerging countries. In the last quarter of 2020, capital flow to emerging markets was at its highest since 2013, and mostly it went to China. In the weeks since, we've seen that this consensus might not be correct. The US dollar is getting stronger instead. A stronger dollar has a negative impact on emerging market economies. These countries have been borrowing a lot of money to help stimulate economic recovery during COVID to the tune of about $850 billion in 2020. Higher interest rates and a stronger dollar means their debt just become more expensive, increasing risk of default for some countries. And most importantly, high yield in the US may incentivize investors to draw their money back home to the US where it's less risky. This happened in the taper tantrum of 2013, where the Fed just insinuated that they're going to start increasing interest rates again in the US, and there was a backflow of capital back into the United States from emerging countries, weakening currencies and growth in these emerging markets.
Well, we'll be keeping an eye out as the situation progresses. Thanks, Darwin. Even though this was a short one, hopefully we're able to give you a high-level breakdown. We'll be back next week for more fintech news.
Thanks, Kai. As always, a pleasure. Although short, I want to add that this episode is actually quite complex as it relates to the very large capital flow that most retail investors don't pay attention to. Just like water, which prefers to flow through the path of least resistance, capital tends to flow to the asset class that has the best risk-adjusted returns. With interest rates expected to go up, all of a sudden, investors are moving capital away from these high-flying stocks, these SPACs, these electric car companies that are super frothy, super bubbly. So these stock prices are taking the brunt of the hit. Now, some of these companies have good fundamentals and likely will be okay in the long run, but the other ones of these frothy investments may not.
To our listeners, we hope you've enjoyed listening to this episode. For more insights into markets and emerging technologies, please visit our blog at vested.co.in. As always, take care and stay safe.